Welcome to BizHaps, where entrepreneurs tell quick hit bite-sized stories from their business life that teach, entertain, and inspire us to grow. My name is Anna Gonzalez, and I'm your host. BizHaps is brought to you by AnnaBots. We automate sales and support with AI so you can close more deals, save more money, and make your team more productive. Visit AnnaBots.ai to get started. That's AnnaBots.ai. Today's guest is Caroline Bizalski. She loves inspiring people with her daily podcast and help people transform their lives with her coaching. Her mishap is about that time when she signed in to write a chapter for her book in English, but she had no clue on how to do it. Caroline, welcome to the show. Let's get into your story.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited to tell you the story of my life, or the story of last year, because I signed in to write a book chapter for the book trilogy, Circle of the One, it's called, by Dolly Alessandra Sina. And she's so amazing. So when she asked me if I can contribute a chapter, I immediately said yes, but I had no clue what I was doing. So I was supposed to go on a cruise for 5 weeks at that time, January last year. And I thought, okay, now I have the time to write my chapter. It is 2,000 words and I will make it. But it was not so easy as I thought, because the writing process in itself was a challenge for me with the English language. What you can hear now, what I'm talking about, was not so elevated at that time. So I was just beginning in improving my English, and I faced challenges. That means I wanted to drop the whole project at one time. I was frustrated because people, native speaker, were reading my story and they told me, I don't get it. I don't understand what you want to tell us. And I thought, okay, then I quit and I don't do it anymore. But I'm so happy that I stayed. I stick to my goal to get this done. And after 2 months, it was finished. And you know what? In July, we became international bestseller for that book, Circle of the One. And there will be two other books, book two and three. And we are looking for authors that are as courageous as I was at that time. It can be also people that their first language is not English.
I love this, Caroline. My first language is not English either. And sometimes I struggle so much to communicate whatever I need to get across. What was your biggest takeaway from this experience?
The takeaway was that when I signed up, I said yes to write the chapter. I thought everything is done. That's it. I thought easy. Now it's just the writing. But the purpose was the writing process in itself. And I learned so much because I got all the support I needed. We had people like the editors, and we had creative writing sessions as well. So I learned so much. And through the storytelling, I healed myself because the topic was healing.
You know, even I mean, that's a great topic. And even if it wasn't that topic, I think that for you to take a project that you didn't know how to do was very good for you and your growth. I can relate it to other times in my life. For instance, one time I didn't know how to use a certain platform to build funnels, ClickFunnels. And someone told me, build me a ClickFunnel. Can you do that? And I was like, yeah. And I had no idea on how to even log into the platform. But by doing that, it allowed me to learn. And then I started to take a little more projects little by little. And that learning curve of being like, oh, I hate this. I don't like this. I want to quit. Once you jump that line, everything gets easier, and then you're ready to keep learning and growing.
Yes.
So I love that you did that.
Me too. But I remember I was so frustrated. Nobody understand my story. I have to rewrite all again. And then the next book will be about empowerment, which is important as well. And you said it, you named it, we grow as we do it. When we are courageous to take the first step, everything unfolds beautifully.
Yes, that's right. So, Caroline, who do you serve and how can these people find you?
Oh, you can find me everywhere on every social media platform. And I serve people who are ready to make a decision to change something in their lives. So that means I'm a coach and consultant for Bob Proctor's products as well. He has a successful coaching program named Thinking into Results. And this is also, I thought I can do the book project. And then now the result is there, the international bestseller.
Awesome. Well, that's it for today. Thanks so much to our guest, Caroline Bizalski, for coming on and sharing her story about that time when she signed in to write a chapter for her book in English and had no clue how to do it. If you've got a mishap of your own and you'd like to be on the show, go to mishaps.com to apply. If you like this episode and want more, be sure to follow us on Apple or Spotify so you can get your daily dose. One mishap a day keeps the burnout away. And just a quick reminder, if you want help installing AI systems so you can automate your business without becoming a tech genius, visit annabots.com and get started with us in as little as 30 minutes. See you next time.
Hey, thanks for listening to BizHaps. My name is Josh Thomas, and I'm the founder of Factor One. Anna and I started this podcast because we wanted to connect with more entrepreneurs who had interesting stories to tell. We're always looking for more business owners to connect with and feature. So if you know anyone else who might have a good story or two, introduce us by sending them to bizhaps.com. And if you're running a service-based business that's looking to grow this year, let's talk about how we can slingshot you into momentum with a quick injection of cash and sales. Our clients typically see results in as little as 7 days. To learn more, go to factorone.io. That's factorone.io.